when the plane landed. I looked out just to be sure. I said, nobody's shooting? Everything's 10-4 over here. And I saw him standing there, big smile on his face. He said, come on, my gringo friend! Everybody snapped to attention. Hit like about 30 soldiers with submachine guns, forming a nice column, and we walked through that. I was really impressed. I said, so that coup d'etat is history. He said, I have the Normandy presidential dungeon. It's all over with. Don't worry yourself about that. We are going to have fun. So we got in the presidential limo. He said, Pedro, drive on. I said, but there's people and chickens in the room. He said, they'll get out of the way, and they won't get out of the way. Right, Pedro? Have a cigar. Stogie? I mean, that limousine is just barreling down these streets. I mean, we're running over chickens, pigs, knocking over push carts full of oranges. He's not noticing a thing. I'm sitting there like, holy jeez, look at that. I said, so how does it feel to be the head mole, Phil? He said, what is this head mole? That's an expression. Head mole means like you're the top of the heap. He said, it feels great. Watch this. Great. Pedro, pull over. So Pedro pulled the limo over. He got out, looked around a second, found the biggest brick he could find lying there in the gutter, walked over to a store window, and he threw it right through the window. He said, watch this, gringo. The guy that owned the store came running out and going, you, who's throwing it? Oh, Señor Presidente, you have done me the honor of throwing a rock through my window. Thank you very much. I said, I can't believe, I'm not believing that. He said, it's true, I do what I want. I mean, here, you do it too. You want to throw something through the man's window? You wouldn't mind, would you? The guy said, no, it would be an honor for the friend of the Presidente to throw something through my window. So I looked around, I found me the biggest trash can I could find. This thing was loaded with ashes and dust. I picked that bad boy up and I said, I knocked over mannequins, every bit of glass come out of that window. Trash can rolled into the store, spewing debris all over the carpet. I could see the shopkeeper had tears in his eyes. He said, thank you very much, my gringo friend of the president, for throwing your throw. I said, it's all right. I said, hey, can we do that again, Dad? He said, no, we've had enough fooling around. Time to get to the palace. So sure enough, we went to the presidential palace. Oh, man. I mean, we had to pass such squalor. I said, how come you got all them cardboard boxes you're throwing over the wall? He said, the people make homes from them. I get my washers and dryers. I figure, why waste? They throw it over. They make homes. I said, you know, you're pretty considerate. So we had us a big old dinner. He said, well, I'm going to turn in. It's a big day. I hope these sound of the executions won't bother you. They start at midnight. They run during the night. I said, execution. The men that were revolted, the generals and the people that were part of the attempted coup, starting at midnight. I said, no, I won't, I sleep like a log. So sure enough, you know, we had a couple of brandies and we went off to our bed, opulent room, got under the covers. I was like, oh, so comfortable in that bed. Every now and then you'd hear, I mean, I was burping, my belly was so full, I'm like, oh. My honey said, oh, this is awful, I can't sleep with that. I said, I know these mosquitoes are pretty bad. She said, mosquitoes? I'm not talking about mosquitoes, I'm talking about the sound of wind. Listen to that, that barbarian is your friend. I said, honey, that's the way a lot of these countries work. It's not our place to intercede. The man has been a very good host. He's been a good host. A barbarian that runs this place with an iron fist. And you have to lie here at night while you're snoring and I'm just eating this. Oh, for crying out loud. She said, I want you to talk. I said, baby, come on, give me some sugar. Give me some sugar. You know, you can't be worried about nothing with you. Oh, daddy's day. That's it. Oh, yeah. Actually, I like making love to you during gunfire. I love the way you constrict at the sound of the reports. Oh, that's nice, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, she said, promise me in the morning you'll talk to him. Have you ever heard of mercy? Just think of what a hit he'd make. If instead of shooting everybody down the castle, he said he forgives them and takes them back. I said, geez, all right, I'll talk to him. And so we drifted off to sleep. next morning, I got up early. She said, are you going to go? I said, yeah, I'm going. I'm on the way now, baby. I'll meet you at breakfast. But sure enough, I disappeared. He was downstairs interrogating some of the prisoners. Well, I was gone for about 45 minutes, maybe an hour and a half. Finally, my honey started wondering what happened to me, so she came down there looking for me. She found me and El Presidente with two of the condemned men just tearing it up. She said, what are you doing? What are you doing? I said, hey, relax, relax. Who are they going to tell?